is this? So January 25th, 2024, 11 a.m. I will call this meeting of special meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order. And I would ask Trustee Fleshman if he would open us in prayer.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the time that we have to come together to do your work. We ask that you be with us, that we do the work of the township at the interest of the residents. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Chief, will you lead us in the pledge?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call, ma'am.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to business, I would make a motion to go into executive session as directed under the Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G and 4 to discuss compensation of public employees or other terms and conditions of employment. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Hearing a first and a second, I will ask for a roll call, ma'am.
Okay, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
At this time, we will go into executive session at 11:02. All right, at 11:37 on January 25th, 2024, we are coming out of executive session. We made no decisions in executive session. With that being said, there was a few items discussed, one being...
Don't need a second once we come out.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you. And I'd ask for a second to come out of executive session.
I'll second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sorry, sir.
No, thank you. We have a lot going on in our heads today, and I appreciate that. Just next couple months ago, it was the other way around.
It's a little easier sitting over
it's
here.
It's easier sitting on those sides. We had a couple things that we discussed in exec. So I would like to put a motion on the table that would allow people, will allow the officers to carry over 40 hours of vacation time, and there will be no cash buyout of excess time.
So let me ask.
With a policy for vacation time to follow.
So for discussion real quick, if I may, sir, we're allowing 40 hours carryover?
Yeah, only 40.
Only 40. And okay, so they can carry 40, and then at some point are they allowed to cash that out?
No.
So use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.
So we need to make that in a motion.
Okay. Well.
Or in a resolution.
That'll be in part of the policy.
Okay. But we need to mention that now that this is on all intents and purposes. So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board is only allowing 40-hour carryover without cash out. There's one other part to that, I think. Without any cash over, use it or lose it, with a policy to come.
I'll second.
Jim?
11 seconds. Vote?
Yep, Jim?
I will vote yes.
John?
Yes.
Yes. Mike.
Thank you.
Sir, I just wanted to do that just to make so that it coincides, because I didn't want it to be another open...
Well, I'm glad we did that because, you know, that just proves to the public that we didn't make any decisions. And,
we're out of executive. Before we adjourn, I had a question, and Lindsay, I've got it underlined. I wanted to find out on this line, because when we went through the budget, I see $97,000. Is that, it doesn't equal up for your guys' salaries.
No, that doesn't.
And I'm just curious if we need to correct that so that the general fund will go back. If you are needing of, like, for another person or et cetera, then we can add it.
Right. I see what you mean.
So what I would like to do is make a resolution.
Can I take a look at that?
Sure. I would like to make a resolution that we...
Because that is not Robin and my salary. Right. But I know that Jeff had added some money to the budget to get...
Would that be a motion or resolution, you think?
A third person.
Resolution.
I think probably a resolution.
Yeah, because it's dealing with money.
So I'd like to
Are we still in discussion or before or not?
Go
ahead. We don't have anything on the table yet.
Okay, well, go ahead then. I'll wait.
Because I'm just going to make a resolution that we correct it to the correct amount as whatever you come up with. And if we need to bring any money back, then we'll... So that way...
Why don't we hold off on the resolution? I would like to know from Robin if she has any insights on why this money may be there.
I have no problem.
It was added there so that we could hire an extra person when Jeff is gone.
But it just never got moved out.
Well, because I think the thing is the goal was that Jeff was going to be moving on at some point
in time,
and they were looking to potentially bring in someone else at a lesser rate of pay to fill that need, and so it was put into the budget.
So generally, the way that we have been doing it is, of course, you've been coming to the board to, and we've been paying Jeff. So my thought is, if we hire, if you hire someone, then we know what the salary is. Then the board says yes, we're okay.
And then we'll move the money.
And then we move the money over, and then it's a line item that will be replenished every year, the same.
This 97.7 was on here when you approved the budget, correct?
But I missed that.
Okay.
And that's why I brought it back up, because when we were going through these, we were going through them pretty quick, and that was not. We just went right over that.
Okay.
And I just happened to be going back through it and saying that didn't add up. That didn't make sense.
I would like to just have a little bit more time and speak.
Yeah.
But that's
I don't have a problem doing something about it if it needs to be done, but I would like to get more information myself.
Well, let's do this. Let's put the resolution together. That way we have the dollar amounts and don't have to come back.
I have no problem.
Let you guys
with
work
that
on the resolution to bring this to where it needs to be. That gives everyone time to do their part.
Right, and then at the point in time that someone is hired, it comes before the board, and we okay that expenditure for how much it's going to be, and then there's a new line item for that person moving forward.
I also set an audience where the fiscal department has came to the board and asked to have someone added on, and the board has said no.
Okay.
And so I just feel like it's in the budget, and I would just like I said, I would like to gather more information and see where it's at. And I understand what you're saying. That's your stand on it.
Sure.
You understand what I'm
sure
trying to say?
I got you.
And I have a stance too.
Yeah.
And so
they may be two different stances, and that's perfectly
and
fine.
That's why we do it the way we do
right,
it.
Right.
So I just would like to gather a little bit more information. It seems like that's what everybody else had came to, and I just want to explain to you. I'm not saying, I feel like I always have to say this to you. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I just want more time.
That's why there's three of us up here.
Okay.
We all three, you know, it would be very boring and very unusual for all three of us to have the same mindset. That's why there's three on the board.
Sure.
All of us are equal. All of us have a say. I just happen to have the chairman's gavel. That's the only difference in this meeting. We all have our say, and if you want to pump the brakes on something,
well,
I'll support pumping the brakes, because I think
the most important part is there's nobody here to be in front of or anything, and I just wanted to make sure you always know.
If I have a problem
with you, I will let you know.
Sure.
And I would appreciate it if you would do the same to me.
I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
That being said, is there anything else, Mr. Mazur?
No, sir. It's just, I guess I should let the board know, and I'll bring it up in the general meeting as well, that we did have a settlement with David Woody, one of our past police officers. Mr. Leeser was nice enough to sign the paperwork. Initially, we were looking to settle the case for less than $40,000. Our attorney, Brant Rove, was able to get a settlement in the amount of $25,000. That check will be paid to Mr. Woody directly from the BWC, but I did want the board to know that we did have a settlement on that.
All right, with hearing that, I will adjourn the meeting.